with SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The U.S. and Israel are pounding targets against Iran, dropping massive bombs on the country's ballistic missile facilities and wiping out warships as part of an intensifying military campaign that accompanied the killing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini. Iran vowed revenge, firing missiles at Israel and Gulf Arab in a counteroffensive that the U.S. military said resulted in the deaths of three service members. President Trump is back at the White House, where he says he recognizes the pain felt by families of service members killed in action.
We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen. And sadly, there will likely be more.
A White House official says Iran suggested open to talks, and President Trump says he's eventually willing. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
At least three U.S. service members killed and others injured, according to U.S. officials. President Trump with a fresh warning to Iran as they retaliate for the killing of their supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. Trump writing on social media, "They better not. We will hit them with a force that has never been seen before." But Iran striking Israel with deadly force and bombing several other Mideast countries, Israel striking back. Meanwhile, Iran's new potential leadership suggesting it's open for talks with the U.S. That's according to a senior White House official speaking on condition of anonymity, saying Trump is also eventually willing to talk. But for now, the military operation continues unabated. I'm Julie Walker.
A law enforcement official tells the AP that the gunman who killed two people at a bar in Texas early Sunday was wearing a sweatshirt that said property of Allah and another shirt with an Iranian flag design. The FBI says the shooting that left 14 others wounded is being investigated. This is SRN News. America's pastors are talking about persecution.
According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds that 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians abroad. 66% say they have delivered sermons focusing on abuse of believers, and a few have brought in experts to give talks about the problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
The World Council of Churches is condemning the violence in Myanmar, where both the government and rebel fighters have targeted Christians. A predominantly Mennonite village in the western part of the country was bombed last month. WCC General Secretary Jerry Pillay says these ongoing attacks are grave violations of international law, of human dignity, and the sanctity of life. This is SRN News. Elon Musk shut down an authorized Russian access to Starlink in early February at Ukraine's request, causing a sharp drop in the number and accuracy of Russian attacks. Correspondent Keith Peters reports.
The move created battlefield confusion among Russian forces, enabled Ukrainian cyber operations to exploit the disruption, and left Russia scrambling for less effective communication alternatives. Ukraine's defense minister had appealed directly to Musk, leading to a whitelist for Ukrainian terminals and denial of service to Russian units.
The Louvre Museum, home of the Mona Lisa, has a new director. Art historian Christophe Libert, a veteran museum director, has been chosen to steer the world's largest museum out of crisis. Libert takes over from outgoing Louvre director Laurence Descartes, who resigned 4 months after the brazen heist in October. More details at srnnews.com.